It's the B92 $100 Minute, presented by You First Credit Union.
On the phone, we have Penny. She is a production assistant. She works in a school as well, and she wants to win some money. Penny, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Penny, here's how the $100 Minute works. You got 60 seconds to answer 10 trivia questions. For each one that you get right, we'll give you $5. If you get them all right within 60 seconds, you'll get $100. If you don't know the answer to any of them or you're just having a brain fart, say pass. We'll skip over them and come back if we still have time on the clock at the end. Also, we have to accept the first answer that you give to each question, and there's no changing answers. Knowing this, are you ready and willing to play the B92 $100 Minute?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
The B92 $100 Minute starts right now.
Walter White is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
In what country does Les Miserables take place?
France.
What is 9 times 2?
18.
What does NFL stand for?
National Football League.
What radio station are you on right now?
B92.1.
In Star Wars, what's the name of Han Solo's ship?
The Millennium Falcon.
What company makes the Pixel phone?
Pass.
How many cups are in a quart?
4.
What sport does Ted Lasso coach?
Ted Lasso? Oh my gosh, pass.
What color is Pee-wee Herman's bow tie?
My gosh, red?
Walter White is a character on what TV show?
Breaking Bad.
And what company makes the Pixel phone?
Google.
We will accept it. There was a delay.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, those were so hard. How come those were hard? The last guys, last ones were awesome. I had all of those.
How many did she get?
She missed one.
Oh no.
Which one did she miss?
Ted Lasso.
Oh, what was that one?
What sport does Ted Lasso coach?
Oh, I don't know what sport it was.
It's
lacrosse.
It's soccer. Ted Lasso is a fictional character on a TV show, and he coaches soccer. All right, so you got 9 out of 10. Not too shabby.
Okay.
That's pretty darn good. So with $5 each, you got yourself $45. Now you have a choice to make. Would you like to take the $45 and walk away with it, or would you like to put it all on the line with a bonus double or nothing?
What is the topic?
The topic of the double or nothing is facial hair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely going for that.
Oh, wow.
Love facial hair.
She's very excited about this.
All right,
here we go. Penny.
Yeah.
You have 10 seconds to name 3 famous people with facial hair. Go.
Ted Danza, Tony Danza, and Mike Phelps. At one time in their life, I'm sure they had facial hair. They're all men, right? Tony, you're backing me up on that, right?
Who's Ted Danza?
She's thinking
Ted Danza from Cheers?
From Cheers. It's not Ted Danza.
Okay, so you're thinking Tony Danza.
Yeah, Tony Danza and Ted Danza. Danzen?
Bonnie, can you do me a favor?
It's Ted Danson.
Ted
Danson. You know, and he was also on the good place or whatever it is. Handsome,
he did not have facial
guy,
hair at
glasses.
Any point. Can you?
I'm looking it up right now.
All right, Google this. Ted Danson facial hair.
He did have facial hair at one point.
All right.
Okay,
so
now.
Tony Danza. You're making this hard on us.
You know, I was trying to think of the guy on with the Magnum
Tony
P.I.
Danza.
Who's that guy?
Did have facial hair at some point.
You're thinking of Tom Selleck.
Yes, I could not think of Tom Selleck. I could think of his mustache. And what's the other guy that was on all the westerns with the great big mustache?
Any visual representation of Tony Danza with facial hair?
Yes, we do.
Okay, that's 2 out of 3.
Who was the third one?
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
Facial hair.
No. Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott. That was the other one I couldn't think of.
Sure, but you didn't say it. Now did you, Penny?
Oh, no, I
yes,
didn't.
Yes, Michael Phelps. We have a winner. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I want the good song. Give me the good
that
song.
That is all right. Fine.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny.
Holy crap. We got to tighten up the rules around this place.
She does it the way I do it, too. You just say names and then look it up later.
This is right. The most bitter I have been about handing
what?
Over $90.
Woohoo!
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Awesome. She did fantastic.
Money is money.
Thank you.
Oh, I should have said ladies with facial hair.
Stay right there. Coming up, more of B921's Mikey and the Mrs. Show is headed right for your ear holes.